produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am so thankful to be back on track with this radio program. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18. It says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that He loves and cares for each and every one of us. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give help in your brokenness in your lives. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome battles in your life with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can move past your brokenness in your life. By sharing my testimonials and other testimonials from friends of mine, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, I use scripture to glean upon and ask questions to glean upon, and I continue to teach you how that you can overcome these many battles of brokenness in your life that you too might face. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and to turn those points around into things that we are dealing with right now in our lives today. I have used the quote in the introduction of my book for the youth several times, and at the beginning it says, I stated, it's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations. John 16:33 states, "And these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to help remind us that we all can learn from trials in our lives. The trials that you experience today will be a great testimonial to somebody someday. Someday, we will all be able to look back on the times of our lives that we've been through trials and brokenness in our lives, and we will be a blessing and a help to someone else. God can carry us through our broken times, and He helps us to build off of them. As I said, sat in my favorite rocking chair, the one that I rocked in as my little babies fell asleep. I was listening to praise and worship songs, worshiping the Lord, and I once again had to give my burdens to our Heavenly Father. He knows what we are going through on the inside, though no one else may know. No, we don't understand all of the whys, and we may never have all of the answers to our questions. We desire to know, but we know that our Lord is always there to keep us alive spiritually, whether we have answers to our questions or not. I'm not too good or prideful to admit that I've personally slipped in this area of my life as well, and I am daily striving to get back to where I need to be as a Christian. I can't be an effective blessing to others if I'm not right with God myself. Satan continually fights, and it's a daily struggle. But God is real, and His ways are always for the best. And even when I don't understand His ways, my friend, I trust in Him. Luke 4:8 says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve." I'm so thankful that the Lord gives us a sense of peace even in trials. Sometimes we do have to battle Satan in the lies that he throws our ways. But he is evil and wicked, and he wants for us to not think about the things of the Lord, not to think about how God takes care of us. He wants for us to focus on the trials that we're going through, to focus on the hard times and the battles in our lives. But Jesus wants for us to worship Him and give Him all that we have. And so in my worshiping during this time, I remembered that He is God and that He is in control of everything. And if I serve Him and Him alone, He's going to bless me and help me through my times of brokenness. Psalms 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." I had to stop and read this verse several times. I had to really search my own heart as I read these verses. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. What is really good right now? As our lives have been shifted in so many ways since last March of 2020, it is certainly hard to find the good in our lives. I'll admit that I've personally been at my lowest, and I've dealt with depression again, and I'm still dealing with depression if I don't stop and worship the Lord and give it to Him like I should. With all of the negativity that we hear and that we see in our lives today, it's been hard to simply trust that our God does have a plan. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusted in Him. I am fighting this personal battle, as I know that many of you are as well. And I have to make myself find the good in my life. Amid all of the conflict in this world, can I honestly say the Lord is good? And if you stop and think about it for just a moment or just a few minutes, you can come up with so many things of why the Lord is good to us. So my answer is yes. No matter what I may be going through, God is still good. No matter what you may be going through, God is still good. His mercy endures forever, as it says in Psalms 100, verse 5. So many are struggling with the insecurities of tomorrow, but we can still say that our God is good. God does not want us to live for tomorrow. He wants for us to live for today and to enjoy every moment of our lives. And as I'm a parent raising two almost grown-up children now, I can honestly say that I have enjoyed every step of their lives. I've been honored and privileged to be there for my children in every phase of their life as a mother. I've been able to be at every ball game. I've been able to be at every function that the children have had in the school. And I'm so thankful that the Lord allowed for me to be at that place in my life. And as I spoke of the rocking chair that I was sitting in as I was listening to praise and worship, thinking about these things that I'm talking to you about today, I can remember the moments that I rocked my little babies in that same rocking chair that I sit in today, and how time flies. And how we've had our battles and we've had our heartaches and we've had our pain, but still, God is good. It doesn't take much to easily find that there is still so much to be thankful for, no matter what this world may be offering us today. We may live in perilous times, but for now, we still have the freedom to openly worship Jesus Christ. In the United States of America, we are free to worship as we should. And I'm so thankful that we still have that freedom. We still have the freedom to teach our children the right heritage and the Bible. I have a healthy family that are children of God. We've all been saved, and we all know Jesus Christ is our personal Lord and Savior, and we love each other, and I'm so thankful for that. Is my family perfect? No, absolutely not. We have our ups and downs just like everyone else, but we love each other, and most importantly, we love God as a family. I have a church that loves us and that prays for this pastor's family as we do our best in these hard times to lead, encourage, and guide our people. I have talents that I can still use for the Lord. The list goes on and on. If you just stop with what you're doing, just sit and ponder about the goodness of our God, I think that we all can find joy in our lives. In this difficult time, what is really good in your personal life right now. I would love to hear some of you message me or to read some of your messages on my Facebook page and to hear of some of your goodness in life. When you are discouraged and you feel all alone, the Lord always places someone in your life that is going through so much more. And this is where it seems to be the time that we forget about the worries and the trials that we have in our lives. There's always someone else out there that's going through so much more than what we are going through. And then, if you allow for God to use you, you can be a blessing to them in return for what God has done for you. We can grow and learn how to appreciate our challenges in life that we might face. Learning how to be there and how to love others while you're in your own personal discouragements is exactly what God wants for us as Christians to do. David taught all of us so much about the book, about these type of things in his book, the book of Psalms. He was the prime example to the one who went through many discouragements. He was a prime example of the one. He went through so much in his life. And some of these discouragements were caused upon himself, and some were not. I am personally thankful for the lessons that I have learned through David's example of hardships in his life. As a matter of fact, the book of Psalms is my favorite go-to book of the Bible when I need help in these hardships of life. I also appreciate and love to go to Job and read about his trials and how he came out on top of his trials, which I cannot say that I have always done. When you are hurting, find someone else who is hurting also, and maybe who is hurting more than you, and do what you can to be there for them and encourage them. Ladies, maybe you can bake a cake for someone who is struggling right now or lost a loved one. Maybe you can bake cookies or something, you know, that's thoughtful and that you can do for them in their times of discouragement. And did you know that when you do these type of things for someone else, even when you're low, this will help you to become more aware of how blessed you really are in your life? There is someone out there that is hurting and needs your encouragement. Don't ask a lot of questions. Tell that person that you love them and ask if there's anything that you can do for them. Show them genuine love and concern for your life. Help them to know that you are there for them. Be a beam of light that the Lord wants for you to be in His eyes. Pray for the ones that God has laid upon your heart. I personally struggle with this if I'm not careful, so now I make it a point to immediately pray for that person when I hear of a prayer request or when I see a post in social media pop up and when I see their prayer requests pop up, I stop what I'm doing and I just say something like, "Lord, teach me to put myself aside and earnestly pray and encourage others." And then I pray for that person specifically in their need. And then I say, "Lord, help me to be a blessing to others." Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Number one, we should trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Number two, we're not going to always understand the things that we go through. So we need to realize that He is there for us no matter what it may be that we are going through. And He wants for us to trust in Him. And then, number three, He wants for us to acknowledge Him so that He can direct our paths. I think one way of acknowledging Him is helping someone else when you're going through a trial. Helping someone else to do better or feel better in the moment that they're discouraged and hurting. Just a simple little, ladies, if you take something, a baked good to another lady's house that just lost her husband or her child. Men, you can be a blessing to someone by maybe helping with a change a tire, or, you know, something that they might need to have done at the house that maybe the man is not physically able to do at that moment. Each of us can be a blessing to somebody in some way. And we can acknowledge God in our lives, help others, and then allow for Him to direct our paths. He will direct us to those that need the love and the care from a special friend. And I'm so thankful that God has given me people in my life that I can be a blessing to. And as a pastor's wife and pastor, my husband is a pastor, we often face people who have different kinds of brokenness in their lives. And so we have our own little ways of encourage them. And we have our own talents and such. My husband loves to grill or smoke things for people. And so he's called the smoking preacher because he loves to do this so much. But that is his way of being a blessing to a family that needs encouragement. I'm not very much of a baker, or it's not my favorite thing to cook or whatever, but I will do whatever is needed to help someone who's lost a family member. I'll cook a crock pot of stuff or baked goods or whatever it is that the family might need. But my passion is just to simply hug someone and to tell them that I love them and just to sit there with them. I don't have to say anything, but just to be a presence with them. That's probably my favorite thing to do in order to help someone else that is in need. Psalms 145:18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them and to all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth." And boy, is this true. The Lord is with us, even when it seems like He's so far away. God is with us. All we have to do is call upon Him. He's right there beside you right now. Psalms 55:17 says, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice." It doesn't matter if you cry out to Him once a day or if you cry out to Him 1,000 times a day. He hears and He knows what you're going through. He is there for you. Psalms 18:6. I can pick out so many verses of scripture and Psalms that could help us with this specific area in our lives. But Psalms 18:6 says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears." Again, this is an amazing testimony of David and how he cried to the Lord, cried out to the Lord, and he cried unto Him, and God heard his voice, even if he was in the corner of the temple. God heard his cry and was there for him. The same thing applies to our lives. God hears our cries, and He is there for us. He loves us. He wants for us to lean upon Him when we struggle, when we go through hard times in our lives. He wants for us to be there for others, even if we're struggling in our lives. He wants for us to be there for others so that we can realize how blessed we are, and so that we can be a blessing and a help to someone else who is in great need of His love. These thoughts come from some of the topics from my book, A Better Broken for Youth. And my new book, A Better Broken for Ladies, has been released. And you can find more details about these books on my A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page. I will also be using parts of the book for devotionals in the near future of the ladies' book. Please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share to you. And remember, too, that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is still there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it may be that you're going through in your life, you can be used by Him. Even if you have been entrapped in sin, that's a type of brokenness in your life. And if you just call upon Him and ask for His forgiveness, He can use you in a mighty, mighty way. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not alone. It's my desire to share with you what the Lord places on my heart to help you in these areas. And I pray that today I was a blessing to you. As I close out this program for today, I wanted to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. And I wanted to say a special thank you to the two wonderful ladies who are such an inspiration to my life and so many other lives, Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk. I am incredibly blessed to be able to continue on this journey. Thank you for asking me to be involved in this program. And then I'd like to say thank you to my husband and my kids for their constant love and support, to all of my other family members and my precious friends all around. I'm thankful that God has blessed me with so many people that love and care for me. Thank you all for your continuous love and support for my ministry. I also want to say a very special thank you to you who are listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can find me on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast, which has some of my radio programs uploaded on. But I'm currently updating some things, and I plan to open a YouTube page with the rest of the radio broadcasts. So you can find me on there in the near future in YouTube. If you are interested in my books or my handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on my Instagram business page under the title, and Facebook page under the title, A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in just ordering my books, you can find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. All of them will have the title, A Better Broken of some sort. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed and wonderful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.